Chapter 5. Stage Fright.
"Why do you need a boy who's a brilliant reader?" Annie asked the man.
"Because I have just lost 2 fairies," he said.
He pointed at Jack.
"You can read both."
"And you are nuts," thought Jack.
"Well, bye, see you around," he said.
He nudged Annie to move along.
"Wait, wait," she said.
She turned to the man.
"What do you mean my brother can read both fairies? Read them where?"
2 boy actors didn't show up today to play fairies," said the man. "But your brother reads with such expression. He can save us all."
Jack stared. Was this guy saying what he thought he was saying?
"You mean you want Jack to be in your play?" said Annie.
"Indeed," said the man. "There are 3,000 people here today, waiting to see the play I have written. We cannot disappoint them, can we?"
3,000, said Jack.
"Yes," said the man. "And one of them is the most important person in the world."
"No, no way, I can't do that," said Jack.
He had never liked being on stage. He always got stage fright.
"Wait, wait, Jack," said Annie.
She turned to the man.
"You need 2 fairies, right?"
"Yes,"
said the man.
"Well?"
Annie tilted her head. Her voice went up.
"I can read too."
"Yes, let Annie do it," said Jack. "She's a great reader. She can be both fairies."
"Ah, but of course Annie cannot go on stage," the man said kindly.
"Why not?"
asked Annie. The man raised his eyebrows.
"Surely you know it's against the law for girls to go on the stage," he said. "Boys must play all the girls' parts."
"But that's not fair," said Annie.
"Indeed, 'tis not. But we cannot change the law now," said the man.
He turned to Jack.
"So, Jack, will you join our players?"
"No, thanks," said Jack.
He tried to walk off, but Annie grabbed his arm.
"Wait, I think I know what Jack wants," she said to the man. "He will only be in your play if I can be in it too."
"No, that's not what I want, Annie," Jack said under his breath.
"But Jack, it would be so much fun," she whispered. "And there's nothing to be afraid of. You get to read your part. You don't have to memorize it."
Jack could tell that Annie really, really wanted to be in the play, and it was definitely a way to keep her mind off the bear.
"Okay," he said, sighing.
He looked at the man.
"I'll be in your play, if Annie can be in it too."
The man looked at Annie. She smiled eagerly at him. The man smiled back.
"Why not?" he said. "But Annie will have to pretend to be a boy. She can tuck up her hair, and we'll call her Andy."
"Yay, thanks," said Annie with a grin.
A trumpet blasted inside the theater.
"Hark, the play begins," the man said.
He took Jack and Annie by the hand.
"My name is Will, by the way," he said. "Come along, Jack and Andy, be as swift as shadows."